man they killed up in there, I was old and big enough to know, and there was an attorney a boarding here. He was a head sawyer to a mill. And along that night sometime, there was two men rode up in the yard and got that man to go and write a warrant for to take to arrest two of these men. Well, he went and he wrote the warrant, and the next day they arrested him. And took him, they tried him, and they convicted him, and sent them both to prison, but I think they released them later. But they kept him in prison a good long time. For the details right down, I couldn't tell it, for I was too young. But I can remember that.
Who were the families that lived in there? Do you know that?
Huh?
Do you know what families lived back in that, in Booger Hall?
Well, they was Lyonses.
Ooh.
Bad people. And they was, I don't know, just all of them. But there's some Goo people lived back in there. And some Chapmans. But I expect you could pick up a better story off of some of them people back up there.
Mm-hmm.
That was older than I was. I was this small, but I can just remember a little bit about it when it seemed like people was afraid to get out much while that was going on. They're afraid, you know, some of the outlaws might meet up with some of the lawmen and get into trouble or something. They stayed around pretty good at night. I remember that till after they captured them. But now it was a wild place. But it ain't now. It's just as quiet and common as any other part of West Virginia.
I know a question I wanted to ask you, Sylvie. Years ago, did you ever see any of these dulcimers that play like this?
Yeah.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Do you know who played them or who had them? Or did you ever know anybody who made them?
Well, not in this country, but you've seen Flew Hardy's picture down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he used to have them. He'd, just play them and note them and sing some to them. But I just don't know them.
I saw a dulcimer that was supposedly made in Booger Hole years ago.
I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. But you never saw people around here with them?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to, when they had the Morris boys had the festival there years ago?
Yeah, I went to all them.
Yeah, because I was at them too.
You were? Yeah. Well, I didn't know, I never seen you. I might have seen you, but didn't.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah. That done pretty good.
Yeah.
Was you there when the creek got up that
time? Yeah, I sure was.
I waded water way up there. I didn't like to do that, neither. But now this creek will do that. A little rain will come away back somewhere. First thing you know, it'll just be rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the best for you to do is to go back in there somewhere to where, I'll think of the name directly. Sutton's. Now there was a man by the name of Sutton was putting in a write-up in the Clay County papers about that. And some of them, he wasn't doing it just exactly. And they got after him and he quit. But now he lives up in there someplace. Now he might tell you just as it was.
Mm-hmm. Was there families feuding in there too, or were they just all kind of meanness?
Everything. It didn't matter. They killed an old woman back there because she was old, and she threatened one of them that she could tell where Hen Hargis's bones was she could light her pipe and go to Hen Hargis's bones and back before her pipe went out. And it wasn't but a few nights till she was killed.
Hmm.
That's what kind of people is back in there.
Hmm.
They'd waylay the road if they thought anybody had money. Knock them in the head, maybe kill them. But they made that up. There's going to hang one of them right down here on the creek. But the man was sick and couldn't make the hang knot, and they didn't hang him. But now they was going to hang him right down here, not far down on the big creek down there. I can remember that, but I'm just here saying way back. It's just kid stuff, but I still remember. But now I figure you could get your good information back there among the Suttons.
Mm-hmm.
Chess Sutton, Walter Sutton, they're back in that country. But now they done some bad crimes. But there was no dope mixed up with it back then. It would be liquor, maybe. And back then, there was no dope growed. Marijuana or anything like that. But now, sticking around lots of places.
I think there's probably a lot of it growing around here.
I think so.
In these mountains and these hills and back in these hollers.
They fly around once in a while and see search planes and look down. And they have got big patches of it.
They busted a big place not too far from us.
Yeah.
They had big greenhouses and everything. They were growing them under lights in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what they're going to do. Seem like they can't stop it.
No. I'm afraid not.
I reckon all people can do is just...
I think it grows too easy.
Yeah, it grows easy. And they claim if one ever gets hooked on it, he can't hardly get off of it.
Too much money to be made, that's why they'll never get rid of it.
That's it. It's money.
Yeah.
Well, Diane, I think we all tried going down that road, or you want to walk down that road?